From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Urgent discussions today about the pace and direction of U.S. strategy in Iraq. The top U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, was at the White House to discuss the problems he faces with the country's political transition. The Bush administration says it remains committed to the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council, despite frustrations with the council members and increasing alarm at mounting casualties.
Today we spoke with a member of the Governing Council about the criticism. We'll hear that interview in a moment. But first, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the latest meetings at the White House.
Bush administration officials have aired a laundry list of complaints in recent days about the Iraqi Governing Council. Some have said the Iraqis are too caught up with their personal business and political rivalries at a time when they should be working harder to meet a December 15th deadline set by the United Nations Security Council to come up with a plan for drafting a constitution and holding elections. Adding to these concerns is a new CIA report that warns that Iraqis don't support the council and are losing their faith in the U.S. occupation forces amid continued violent resistance. It's against this backdrop that President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and other cabinet officials sat down with Iraq's civilian administrator, Paul Bremer. While Bremer carefully avoided talking about the CIA report, he acknowledged this is an intense period.
We have a war on terrorism going on and a low-intensity conflict in Iraq. The stakes are very high. The stakes are very high for the war on terrorism, and the stakes are very high for moving towards a sovereign Iraqi government.
Bremer was tight-lipped about the White House strategy session. He said only he plans to bring President Bush's views back to the Iraqi Governing Council, which will have to make some decisions about the country's future. He also said he doesn't think it's fair to say the Governing Council is failing, though he admitted it is facing a very difficult situation. Ambassador Bremer said the White House meeting focused on ways to speed up the political process in Baghdad.
We have said from the outset that we wanted to transfer authority to the Iraqis as quickly as they were able to assume it. And that is what we have done.
U.S. officials have floated various ideas for Iraq's political transformation, from electing a constitutional committee to naming an interim leader to govern until a constitution is written, much like the Afghanistan model. Bathsheba Crocker is co-director for the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says the ideas she's heard sound quite similar to those raised the last time the United Nations debated post-war Iraq.
At that time, still, the United States was steadfastly resistant to the idea of speeding up the political transition process in the way that the French and the Germans and some others were suggesting, in part appointing or electing somehow a provisional government to which authority would be given. And it seems that we may be moving in that direction now in only a very short time.
Crocker believes the worsening security situation is pushing the Bush administration to alter its course. So, too, is the upcoming U.S. election season.
What they have come to realize is that if they want to think about really seeing a transition or at least a ramping down of the U.S. presence in Iraq during the election year in 2004, that they may need to think in terms of shifting the plan somewhat.
White House officials were doing careful spin control today, insisting the U.S. is on the right course and will continue to work with the Iraqi Governing Council. No one wanted to publicly acknowledge any failings of the group, hand-picked by the U.S., or show signs of a major shift. But some Washington analysts said today that the Bush administration has flip-flopped several times already in its post-war efforts in Iraq, and the Iraqi Governing Council may end up as just another false start. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.